today we're going to have a little military talk. Normally, I would do this session with a good friend of mine, Major Joe Miller, who will be on in future episodes. We'll be tag teaming the Wednesday podcast together, where we just talk military talk, leadership, discussions that go on between professional members of the military. But today, it's going to be just me, and I'm going to answer some initial questions so you guys can get to know Captain Coleman the way you guys know K Fitz. It's the Out 2 Podcast. Cue my music. Here we go. Yo, what up? It's your boy, K Fitz, and I'm back in the house today, bringing that new straight to you, that real that you can feel. And I'm so excited to be back with you guys today, bringing you some brand new content that I believe is going to enlighten you a little more on the man that you guys listen to behind this microphone. Regardless what platform you're listening to me on, I appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to me. So I've got some military questions. Today's going to be a very quick yet jam-packed session where I'm going to throw questions, answer questions, and hopefully by the end of this, you know a little bit more about your host, K Fitz. So with that being said, guys, here we go. Question number one. When did I enlist into the military? So I enlisted in the military back in April 2007, and I was so terrified to do it. In fact, I was one of those wishy-washy guys that was thinking to myself, you know, do I do this? Do I not? Is this worth doing? Because I didn't want to go to war. I didn't want to get shot. I didn't want to all that good stuff. But as time passed, I began to realize that this isn't bad. What better way to live your life than to serve the people who you love, you want to protect, you want to make sure that they're safe. So I elected to do it because I wanted to be an agent of change. So that brings me to the next thing, which is, how was it telling your family that you were going to join the military? And were there any conversations that really, really stood out? Let me go ahead and tell you. Yeah, it was very difficult at first to tell my family that I was going in. Reason being is my father was in the Navy. And unfortunately, when I was the young age of about 6 years old, my father committed suicide. So, hey, suicide is not the answer. Get your health checked. Make sure your mind is always right and you're always going in the right direction in your life. You know what I mean? But I took time. I really prayed over this. I thought about it hard. And as I finally came to the point where I said, I'm not going to run from this anymore left and right, and I made a decisive decision, it was in my freshman year of college. I told my mom, I told my grandmother, here's the deal. I'm going to join the military and I'm going to do 1, 2, 3, 4. And this is how far I plan on going in this thing. And she instantly looked at me like I was crazy. Of course, like, holy, what makes you, what are you out of your mind? You want to go do this and die? Do you want to end up like your dad? And the day my grandmother told me that you may end up like your father, that was the final straw that set my soul on fire and made me feel like, now I know this is what I have to do. This is what I was built for. This is my moment to be me and to break away from the pack, break away from this image that people in my family have that. If you are a Coleman man and you join the military, it means instant death. It means instant pain, sorrow, depression, whatever. I wanted to change that. And then not to mention, based on where we lived at, what else was there to really do? I was a freshman in college and I was a blooming sophomore. I was looking at the city I'm from, which, by the way, Wide Awake Wilson, North Carolina, Wide Awake City, what's up? I was looking and I said to myself, based on what I see where I'm from, there are minimal options for us. You either go to school and you leave the city and you don't come back until you've made it somewhere else. You go work at one of the major plants in the city. You are selling drugs. You're robbing. You're shooting. Something to that extent. Now, I'm blessed that over the years, I've been able to come back to my city and I'm seeing it slowly blossom. But those things that I'm discussing with you are still there and I see them and I still have dreams and I still have visions of what life was like there in the city that I was raised in. And that's what drove me to say, you know what, I got to go. So in this conversation with my grandmother, I dug deep in the weeds and told her, hey, look, here are the options that I have. But if I join the military, school is paid for. I'm doing something that when I wake up in the morning, the beat in my chest is going to feel real. It's going to feel like it was worth it. It's going to feel like it was worth taking the time to get up this morning, to go for a run, to lace up my boots, to put on my gear, to go to war, to come back home, because I'm doing something that is valuable and it makes the world go round. That was one of the biggest reasons I joined. And in talking with my grandmother, I made that very clear to her that that was the move I decided to make. And that was the reason why. And she believed in me. She encouraged me and she let me go on. Now, I do want to add one more thing. When I talked to my grandfather about it, I said, hey, I'm going to join the Army and I'm going to do. He's like, OK, just make sure you become an officer. That was his whole conversation. That was my old man's whole conversation. That's cool. Join the military. Just make sure you become an officer. Make sure you're leading. Okay. And as funny as it is, that simple conversation resonated so much that I am legit an Army officer right now. I am a captain in the United States Army right now, serving on active duty. So it's hilarious how all this stuff pans out, right? Exactly. So let's move on to the next question. So the next question was, How did you imagine military life was going to be before you joined? And what are your perceptions after joining? So before joining the military, how did I see things? I saw the military as one of two things, Jarhead or Rambo. Now, let me get petty for a second, because if you saw Jarhead, you know, number one, Jarhead's a Marine movie. So I'm sitting up here thinking the Army is going to be like the Marines. And once you finally get in, you realize how much of a significant difference there is between us, Army, and them, Marines, along with every other branch of service, regardless of who it may be. But I expected it to be intense. I expected it to be a challenge. I expected long days, long hours. I expected the tempo to be high. And that's exactly what I got. That my afterthought has not changed. And the reason it hasn't changed is because I was conditioned before I came into the military to already believe that if I want to go somewhere in life, I'm going to have to hustle hard, hustle fast, be aggressive about it, because where I came from, that was pretty much it. You either were a hustler or you were somebody that waited for people to give you everything. And if you waited for things to be given to you, then you may not come out with what you want. And that's just not the way that I lead my life. Therefore, I walked in with the expectation that if I'm going to have to train, I'm going to have to shoot, I'm going to have to fight, I'm going to have to do all this stuff, I might as well get my brain together. And that has not changed since I joined the military at all, post basic training. It's still challenging. It's still difficult. the op tempo is still high off and on, but it always depends on where you go, the unit you're assigned to, and the culture that is established within the organization. That will always impact what the final end state ends up being for wherever you're at in your career. So that's that. Next question. What is basic training like? You know what? I'll tell you what, guys. I'm going to table that particular question. And I know I made these questions. Like I got pulled these questions and I like templated them for myself and I'm pulling it live. But I'm going to table this one and I have a reason. I'm not going to share it with you guys yet. I'm going to keep it a secret for now. But in another, let's say 3 months from now, we will revisit that question of what basic training is like. And I'll give you my honest opinion. So with that being said, let's move on to the next one. Can you describe a funny moment that happened during boot camp? Okay. I think I do have one. So when I was in basic training, by the way, if you really want to know some of my basic training experiences, I've had good, I've had bad, I've had ugly, and I've definitely had some racist ones too. Don't think because people join the military, racism does not exist. I'm not trying to pander to the racist, you know, the people that are looking for racist clout at all times, but facts are facts. And that's on both sides of the fence. You know, whether it's, you know, one side being racist to one or vice versa, it exists. So let's not be ignorant to that. But on a positive note, something funny that did happen. So we used to have to go eat, and when you go eat, it's called chow. We would go to chow, and literally, as soon as you sit down, you pretty much have, you've got about a good 2 minutes to eat everything. You are literally in and out. And I ain't talking like In-N-Out Burger. I mean, you are in and out. So it got to a point where I found myself strategically picking what I was going to eat because I feared that I was going to mess around and be late going out the door. So one day I got comfortable and I was like, okay, we got this basic training groove down. We're maybe at this point, we're probably 3 weeks in. And I'm feeling myself because, like I told you guys, I knew the speed, the challenge that was going to come. I knew it was going to be vigorous, so I wasn't tripping. So I decide I'm going to get a big meal because I started measuring my meals. So let's say one day I would come in, I get a piece of chicken, I get some corn, I get some potatoes, and I would go, hum, num, num, take it, drop the plate, bam, out the door. Then, okay, that worked well. 3 days later, I would say, okay, I'm going to do chicken, I'm going to do the corn, I'm going to do the potatoes, and now I'm going to add some fruit. Bam, eat that, drop the plate, get out, boom. Guys, let me tell you, I got a little too cocky and I got almost double of everything because I assumed that if I ate more, I'd have more energy, more calories and all this stuff to burn that energy throughout the day. I was stupid. Oh my gosh, I was stupid. So bottom line, what happens is the drill sergeants tell us, hey, when you go outside, you're going to do 20 pull-ups. Why do I have to do 20? I don't understand why I'm doing 20. But no, you're going to do 20 pull-ups and that's it. By the way, what I just said, the whole why do we have to, I didn't really say that. I was paraphrasing what my conscience was saying. If you ask that to a drill sergeant, your life is pretty as good as over. So I go outside and I get on the pull-up bar and I do one, two. And then, by the way, guys, at the time I was a freaking stud. I was a stud. So I go one, two, three, and all that food starts shaking in my stomach. I'm telling you, like the orange juice mixed with the potatoes, all of the water started mixing with the chicken and it all just in my stomach just started twisting and turning. It was like the electric slide was going on in my belly. And when I dropped down, we had to run back to the barracks. So I run back to the barracks while I'm running back everywhere. And where did I throw up at? I threw up as I walked into the company area. I didn't even know it was going to happen. My body just all of a sudden just, and that was it. And as I threw up, my drill sergeant, my platoon sergeant, walked out the door. When I tell you the fear of God never struck me so hard in my life, he looks at me and says, oh, so we just throwing up? So now we got to clean this up. You know, we got to clean this up because of you, right? Okay. Too easy, Coleman. I got it. I'm going to let it marinate. This is, by the way, her name was, at the time, it was Sergeant First Class Tonga Turner. Easily the greatest NCO I've had the privilege of experiencing in my entire career. So she says, okay, I got it. Too easy. I'm going to let it marinate. So I come, we go out, we train, we come back that evening. And as we come back in the evening and go to dinner, she tells me, hey, Coleman, I know you threw up a little bit earlier, so I want you to get a little bit of extra food and replace what you threw up earlier today. I'm like, okay, great. So I do. And then when I get back to the barracks, she's there. And she's like, yeah. So Coleman, remember when you slowed us down because you decided to throw up earlier today? I told you I was going to let it marinate, right? Okay, too easy. I got something for you. Position of attention. Half right. Friendly rubs his hand. Boom. It can't. One, two, three. I'm saying that to basically say she PT'd the heck out of me. I thought I was going to die. And all that extra food she had me eat, yeah, guys, lost all of that. All the food I normally eat, yeah, I lost all of that, guys. You know why? Because every time I started doing these push-ups, these sit-ups, these flutter kicks, all that stuff, she would make me drink water as I would do it. So I'm just bloating full of water. It got to a point where, you know what? I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to leave it. Y'all get the point. It was a very, very, I had a very savage drill sergeant team that took care of me. And God knows I'm thankful to have them because I feel like they're part of the reason that I am who I am today. I'm going to leave it there for now, guys. I just wanted to get this kicking off with a couple different questions. So today's topic was just military Q&A. I hope you guys enjoyed this. If you do like it, make sure when you guys stream, make sure you guys follow, you know, subscribe to me on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the other big sites. So I know that you like this so I can start putting more content out like this. So next podcast, my goal is to have my buddy on the horn with me. If he's unable to jump on, I know for a fact we're going to be able to get Major Joe Miller up here. And he's going to be able to talk to you guys more about his military experiences. And we're going to eventually turn this into weekly leader development sessions. So with that being said, guys, I didn't want much. Thank you so much for listening. As always, it is the Altitude Podcast. Let's go. Thanks for listening to the Altitude Podcast, sponsored by Audible. Did you like what you heard? I know you did. If so, make sure that you subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It really helps me out a lot, and it's very much appreciated by me and my team. Also, make sure you're following me on all social media at OfficialKFitz. Thanks again, and until next episode, move your dreams, move the world. I'm out of here. Hey guys, go ahead, power it down.